The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bill Brodygood, CEO and Technical Director of Alien Metals UFOs, ticker there. Bill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, always a pleasure.
Yeah, and you've released news on a 78-metre sulphide-bearing zone intersected in Donovan 2 copper-gold project in Mexico. And these, as you say, are the result of what internal assessment, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we started the drilling campaign with quite a bit bigger campaign initially. We had serious issues, unfortunately, with the quality of the drilling being done. So we started on an area never drilled at San Celso to just gauge the ground and the drillers and everything, and that wasn't very successful. So we moved them across to Donovan 2 to give them sort of benefit of the doubt and see if it was the ground that was causing issues. But unfortunately, really at the end of the day, we decided the drillers were not up to the standard we require. Therefore, we had to postpone the program. But from the drilling, we've been able to ascertain, as you said clearly, and we're clearly saying internally, from a geological, visual inspection of the core we have, some really good. This one particular intersection on hole 4 at Donovan 2, there's a 78 meter sort of alteration. Sulfide bearing zone is quite significant. We're quite excited by it, and also even from the from the San Celso holes on the western end of San Celso anyway. Also pretty much in each hole we got some interesting alteration intervals that we feel are very similar to the sort of epithermal systems known in the main, in the core area of San Celso. Unfortunately, we haven't even got to Los Campos yet. So we're at this position. We're now, we've put as many samples into the lab as we can to obviously get an understanding and initial analysis of the material we've got, because we feel there's something significant there that gives us will give us a boost and encouragement to carry on. And at the same time, we're looking at possibly changing to an RC style drilling. Mm-hmm. to complete the program and possibly do some extra work with a follow up, with some more knowledge from these initial assays.
Yeah, but so far from internal analysis, you're quite happy with what you're seeing, yeah?
Oh, yeah, well, no, we're very encouraged. I mean, Donovan 2. Is very much a blind system. There's been no, other than that Los Alamos water well, which is our sort of our primary target, where we got these 3.3% copper samples from in the ground, so to speak, rather than lying around at the surface. It could have come from anywhere. And the three holes we put in there, as I say, because of the poor recovery, it was very frustrating, but we could see that there was a system, and as I think we've got a sort of a schematic cross section there, a system sort of coming up that in relation to that well on that mineralization. So yeah, we're very encouraged by that. And then the hole 4 is on a geophysical target that never got tested previously, and a 78-meter interval of quite strong alteration and sulfides and silicification is a significant intercept that we're hoping we can follow up on and have some positive news on that.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So it's just a matter of time. And what's the timelines on that, do you think?
Look, the labs in Mexico are much less sort of swamped in a way than, say, I'm still in Australia, so here there's still quite a timeline. I'd like to think a few weeks. I don't want to put an exact date on it, because that's always, that's never a good idea. So we're hoping a few weeks. The labs are very local, and we're already talking to them about, because we sent them in batches, to start getting the batches out, you know, a batch at a time to maximise. So I'm hoping in a few weeks. And in the meantime, we're talking to other drilling companies to get some updated quotes, both for core and RC, to hopefully have that ready, you know, sort of get that back up and running as soon as we get some results back through.
Yeah, yeah. And just touching on other parts of the business here, what's happening progress-wise?
Look, there's lots going on as ever. We're about to start drilling in Hancock, Phase 4, on the iron ore project. We're just lining up then to follow that on with some drilling on inaugural drilling on the Brockman iron ore project. We're just finalising some planning, and we're going to be drilling there in probably 10 days' time. Start a core program, do some QAQC and a couple of significant, we think, infill holes, and even hopefully a couple of sort of test holes on new targets that haven't really been properly tested to look for extensions and possible other areas of mineralization in that money area. And also Elizabeth Hill, the guys are working hard to continue to open the mine while we're sort of reviewing all the historic and new assay data that we've recently sort of got back. And working up on next phase of work for there as well. So lots going on, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Bill, if you could, if someone's listening right now, I'll give them, in summary, three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Alien Metals to their watch list, please.
Sure. I think commodities-wise, you know, platinum system at Money with a historic resource that... I think we feel there's a lot of potential there to work up and move up the line. So that's one. The iron ore projects, you know, very high grade, low deleterious materials at Hancock with our maiden resource there and building on that with a lot of upside within the license. And then obviously, as I mentioned earlier, with Brockman about to be drilled, excited about that one. And then the silver, you know, Mexico with the silver projects and also the Donovan 2, the recent hits, excited by those as well. So I think, as always, you know, lots of hopefully good, positive progress and, a great team around me, adding all the time, key people, especially at the moment here in Australia, to really get a solid technical team going. We've just opened a new office here as well, which is all, you know, all part of the growth of the and the development of the company.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Bill, good to chat to you. Like I say, lots going on, so hopefully we're catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it, Justin. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.